Why do 95% of heart patients fail to change their lifestyle even when told they'll die without it? The answer lies in what Harvard researchers Robert Keegan and Lisa Leahy call our immunity to change, a sophisticated self-protection system that preserves our existing ways of making meaning. This isn't about lack of willpower or motivation. It's about an invisible psychological immune system working perfectly to prevent the very changes we consciously want to make. Like having one foot on the gas and one on the brake, we sincerely commit to change while simultaneously protecting ourselves from the discomfort it would create. This explains why New Year's resolutions collapse by February and why organizational change initiatives so often fail despite everyone's best intentions. The breakthrough insight? Lasting change requires more than behavior modification. It demands understanding the hidden architecture of resistance that keeps us stuck. Forget everything you thought you knew about adult development. Our minds don't stop evolving after adolescence. They continue developing through distinct plateaus, each transcending limitations of the previous one. The socialized mind filters information based on what others want to hear, making us susceptible to groupthink. The self-authoring mind communicates based on personal agendas and strategies. The self-transforming mind values yet remains wary of any single stance, examining its own filters rather than just seeing through them. This isn't just academic theory. It translates into measurable performance differences. Research on CEOs shows a clear correlation between higher mental complexity and greater leadership effectiveness across multiple dimensions. When we experience the world as too complex, we're witnessing a mismatch between the world's complexity and our own capacity. Since we can't simplify the world, we must increase our own complexity, something previously thought impossible in adulthood. Peter, a successful CEO, sincerely wanted to delegate more effectively. Yet his behaviors contradicted this goal, giving curt responses, requiring constant check-ins, offering opinions too quickly. Why? His immunity map revealed competing commitments. Needing things done his way, experiencing direct impact, preserving his self-image as the super problem solver. This pattern explains why change efforts so often fail. We make sincere commitments while simultaneously protecting hidden competing commitments. Most successful people have created highly effective anxiety management systems operating invisibly beneath awareness. While many share similar obstructive behaviors, like overeating when trying to lose weight, their underlying hidden commitments often differ dramatically. One person's overeating addresses feelings of emptiness, another's reflects commitment to cultural connection with family, and a third regains weight because staying thin triggers unwanted attention. The immunity map reveals these hidden dynamics, showing how our most frustrating behaviors actually serve important protective functions. Seeing your immunity map is necessary but insufficient for transformation. Real change requires a structured process involving consistent attention over approximately 12 weeks. Unlike traditional approaches focused on behavior change alone, this process addresses both conscious and unconscious resistance through carefully designed experiments. These tests of your big assumptions should be safe and modest, small-scale experiments that feel risky but manageable, actionable, easy to implement in your normal routine, and research-oriented, designed to test, not improve. For instance, Sue tested her assumption that saying no means being seen as cold by declining a colleague's invitation to complain about another team member. The surprising result? Her colleague later apologized for trying to drag her into the issue. Each successful test provided evidence contradicting her limiting beliefs and built confidence for future experiments. As self-observation skills improve, further tests occur spontaneously, demonstrating how new mindsets become internalized. The goal isn't eliminating anxiety management systems, but transforming them into more complex ones that accommodate desired changes. David, a technically skilled professional with blue-collar roots, struggled with delegation despite his ambitions. Though aiming to focus on priorities, he continually accepted new tasks, worked 70-hour weeks, and couldn't ask for help. His immunity map revealed hidden commitments to independence and being capable of anything, values from his working-class background. His transformation came when he redefined his right work from completing tasks to three areas: developing strategy, growing people, and optimizing resources. He now focused on communicating direction and ensuring team members understood both what they were doing and why. The crucial mental shift was seeing delegated tasks not as his work done by others, but as their work, with his role being to develop their capabilities. He found new self-respect in directing work effectively, adopting the mantra, "I don't have to do in order to know what's going on, but I do need to know what's going on in order to direct the work." Kathy, a gifted pharmaceutical marketer, struggled with emotional reactivity when facing obstacles. Her counterproductive behaviors included reacting intensely without awareness, never saying no, regularly working 70-hour weeks, and maintaining perfectionist standards regardless of priority. Her hidden commitments revealed she was protecting herself by never letting herself or the team down and giving 150% to everything. The breakthrough came through an unintentional but dramatic test of her assumptions. While preparing for a critical $50 million pharmaceutical launch presentation, Kathy worked nonstop for 2 days, ultimately collapsing from exhaustion and requiring emergency medical attention. Despite her absence, her well-prepared team delivered the presentation successfully, and the proposal was accepted. This experience provided powerful data contradicting her assumptions. She hadn't let her team down. They performed excellently. Her value wasn't tied to her physical presence, and her boss continued to trust her with important projects. This incident triggered a profound realization connecting her current behavior to being rejected from medical school 10 years earlier. Her immunity to change stemmed from fear of experiencing another devastating rejection, manifesting in an unconscious belief that any small mistake could lead to professional failure. Organizations that master immunity to change will dominate their sectors, accomplish goals, earn admiration, and secure loyalty. The key is adopting a developmental stance, the expectation that adults can and need to keep growing. Most organizations treat talent development as a periodic activity rather than a continuous priority. A truly developmental organization passes a different test. Every employee can identify their most important personal growth challenge. They have continuous opportunities to work on this growth. Someone else knows and cares about their progress, and they understand why this growth matters personally. This represents the perfect marriage between organizational and individual interests. The framework provides structure to discuss dysfunctional dynamics constructively rather than as personal attacks. As one leader described it, the work creates a canary in the mind, an early warning system that gives permission for honest feedback about dysfunctional behavior. The common language allows teams to address development challenges without dancing around issues, building credibility throughout organizations. By transforming both individual mindsets and collective systems, we create workplaces where people thrive while tackling increasingly complex challenges.